Hey, Dog Pound. Nathan Zagura here with the 2-Minute Drill Special Schedule Release Edition. The Browns 2015 schedule is out, and the season will open on the road this year at New York against the Jets under first-year head coach Todd Bowles. Then the Browns will come home for 2 games against Tennessee and Oakland. What does that mean? It's a good starting stretch for the Browns as they face 3 teams that pick in the top 6 in this year's NFL draft. So hopefully they can get out to a good start. You got the Jets with the first-year head coach. You've got, of course, the Tennessee Titans, a team that the Browns beat in Tennessee a year ago when they had the largest road comeback in NFL history. And then a Raiders team at home that the Browns also beat a year ago right here at First Energy Stadium. Then the Browns go on the road and take on the San Diego Chargers. They don't play their first AFC North game until Week 5 on the road against the Baltimore Ravens. Now, the Browns did not beat the Ravens last year and will look to get back in the winning ways against Baltimore early in the year, Week 5. They come home Week 6 and take on the Denver Broncos. Peyton Manning and one of the best passing attacks in the NFL. Manning, Demaryius Thomas, Emmanuel Sanders going against the great Browns secondary anchored by Joe Hayden, Tremont Williams, Tashaun Gibson, and of course, Dante Whitner. Then the Browns face the NFC West for a little bit. They travel to St. Louis in Week 7, home for Arizona in Week 8, before beginning a 4-game stretch against the AFC North. It all begins Week 9 on primetime television against the Cincinnati Bengals. That's right. Just like last year, when the Browns went into Cincinnati on a Thursday night and beat them 24-3, they'll go back to Cincinnati and take on the Bengals on Thursday night in Week number 9. Then they go to Pittsburgh Week 10 to take on the Steelers before having a bye in Week 11. The Browns come off of their Week 11 bye at home against the Ravens in primetime on, that's right, Monday Night Football. Going to be a Monday Night Delight for the Browns, who then host Cincinnati in Week 13 and San Francisco in Week 14. So you have a 4-game stretch there from Week 9 to Week 13, all against the AFC North. You have 3 straight home games coming off of the bye because you have the bye in Week 11, at home for the Ravens Week 12, at home for Cincinnati Week 13, at home for San Francisco. So the Browns players will be sleeping in their own beds for a month. I think that's a big advantage for the Browns at that critical part of the season. The late bye also gives you a time to heal up those injuries before the stretch run when you're trying to get into the playoffs. Week 15, tough game on the road against the Seattle Seahawks. Seattle, of course, was in the Super Bowl last year, won the Super Bowl in 2013, and they've added Jimmy Graham to their arsenal. Then you go on the road to Kansas City in Week 16 and conclude this year's schedule at home in Week 17 against the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Browns beat the Steelers 31-10 at home just a year ago, and can you imagine if that game has playoff implications? Browns, Steelers, First Energy Stadium. And while the Steelers will be very familiar on offense with Ben Roethlisberger, Antonio Brown, and Le'Veon Bell, their defense is going to look different. No more Troy Polamalu, no more Ike Taylor. Both of those guys have retired. But what a fitting end to the season it would be if the stars all align for the Browns to beat the Steelers and get into the playoffs in Week 17 at home in front of the Dog Pound on January the 3rd. This has been the 2-Minute Drill, taking a look at your Browns 2015 schedule. For all the latest news and notes on Cleveland, keep it tuned to the Browns mobile app and, of course, right here at ClevelandBrowns.com.